T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, now joining us on the Dialpad guest line, it is the aforementioned Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game NFL Insider. Adam, Ryan Covey, Matt Kolsky, Ray Rattle. What's going on, brother? How are you?
Guys, good to talk to you. I am now in Tampa on my way to travel to Indianapolis to visit the Colts, who are going to host the Cleveland Browns, the much-hyped Cleveland Browns, over the next 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday.
All right, let's start with the Cleveland Browns. I got a report that CBS is sending their number one broadcast team to their game, and there's a lot of hype around that Cleveland Browns squad this year. Can they possibly live up to it? I mean, it's just got to be, hey, make the playoffs, right? And you've done your job for the year for the Cleveland Browns?
Well, if everybody's healthy, yeah, the expectation is they're going to seriously challenge for the AFC North, not just for a wild card spot, but to win that division for the first time in over 20 years. They are a legitimate playoff contender in the AFC. I don't think there's any question about that. Yeah, so if they don't make the playoffs one way or the other, I think it should be a disappointment. This is a very good roster, and there's going to be some pressure on the coaches, especially head coach Freddie Kitchens.
Would you fire him if they don't make the playoffs? And that's a facetious question, but I just wanted to ask it.
Yeah, look, now if they're 4-12, we got a problem. Right, we got a problem. But they're going to be competitive because they've drafted so well. Their defense, folks, you got to see this defense. They're absolutely loaded, and I really look forward to seeing this defense against a good cold offense this week, although Andrew Luck obviously will not practice yet. He's dealing with the that mysterious calf injury that's lingered for a couple months.
You mean the little bone that Jim Irsay? I'm thinking of Andrew. Yeah, never mind. I had a spasm.
yes, which Jim Irsay did say is a little bit of a bone. Now he didn't really explain that. I'm going to find out for the Colts tomorrow exactly what that is.
I want to ask you about the team you just said you're with right now. Obviously. New coach in town, Bruce Arians, much ballyhooed, offensive guy, one of the rumored quarterback whisperers. And there's a quarterback there who, boy, we're trying to figure out whether this guy can be good or not. There's a ton of talent around him, particularly receivers. What do you make of Jameis Winston? Is this the year that he breaks out, or is this the beginning of the end?
Well, Bruce Arians, guys, is going to hand the play calling off to his protege, Byron Leftwich. And Leftwich was an interim offensive coordinator with the Cardinals last season, did a good job, and Bruce really believes in Byron Leftwich as a play caller, so he'll just oversee it, but Byron's going to call day-to-day the offense, and they feel like right now Jameis Winston is not going to make the same mistakes he's made in the past in terms of making bad decisions with the football. That's the big issue with him. It's never an issue of talent. He's actually a pretty smart kid. It's just that whatever happens sometimes, he forces too many throws, and that's really hurt them. And this year, for the Buccaneers, there's no question the offense will have to carry the defense because they have a lot of guys hurt. Vita Vea is out for a while with his sprained knee. Jason Pierre-Paul won't be back until November at the earliest. He may not even play this season. So they've got a lot of injury issues and a defense that just lacks enough talent. But offensively, as you said, they're absolutely loaded.
Yeah, boy, 49ers not the only team dealing with injuries. It should make 49ers fans so happy to know. Talking to Adam Kaplan, our NFL, the 95.7 The Game NFL Insider. I want to ask you about the Indianapolis Colts. You know, here's a team with really, when you think about a franchise quarterback carrying a team as far as they're ever going to go, the Colts would definitely be that team. They've added to that defense over the years. Luck finally looked healthy last year. The Colts are kind of a trendy pick to be a contender in the AFC this year. How highly do you have them rated, and where do you think their ceiling is?
Well, I think they're still the favorite, being that they got the job done more or less last year. But I'll tell you what, the team I was with last week in the Tennessee Titans might have the most complete roster in the AFC South. They are loaded. The only issue there is left tackle Taylor Lewan is going to miss 4 games due to his suspension, but they are loaded. Now, the Colts, They have a great offensive line. I don't worry about their offense. Now, you mentioned their defense. Their defense lacks stars. I think that's the problem, unlike on offense where they're absolutely loaded. I think the Titans are going to give the Colts a run for their money in the AFC South. I'm probably, if I had to pick today, I probably would pick the Colts, but I think it's very close between the Colts and the Titans. And then, of course, you've got the Texans, who are always a fun team to watch, but you're always concerned about their offensive line.
On the assumption that there's going to be an average amount of turnover among the playoff teams, which would be 6 out of 10, would be new. Who's a mortal lock to make it in each conference?
Mortal lock. God, I can't believe I'm saying this, Ray, but I got to say Cleveland. I just, with that, with the talent level, and I'm a Baker Mayfield believer, I think that's one team that's going to make it. That, not only did they not make it last year, it's been a long time since they've actually been a challenger. So I think they would be a team in the AFC. And then in the NFC, who's a team that hasn't made it? You look at it and say, who could get in there? I think Atlanta's going to bounce back after a horrific year with injuries. I believe Atlanta's going to bounce back and get the playoffs.
If we're looking locally at the San Francisco 49ers, we talked when you were in here about all the hype that was being paid to them. Let's say they are capable of staying healthy. What do you think? What's the thing that you think needs to happen to make the Niners a, let's just say, 500 or better football team? What thing that we have not yet seen needs to happen?
We talked a little about this, guys, when I was in, but I could just expand on it. I really believe that Jimmy Garoppolo's got to play as a top 12 quarterback for them to make the playoffs. I mean, he's just he has to stay healthy and has to have a great year. And I think that now the problem with Bosa is even if he plays week one, we don't know how effective he's going to be. That D line that has been revamped here has obviously a new coach, Chris Kucerik. It also has to be dominant. Those are the two areas where I think that the quarterback and the defensive line, they've got to lead the way.
As far as the way that Antonio Brown has behaved, when you think about the amount of money that the Raiders committed to him, I get it. We haven't played any football yet, Adam, but any buyer's remorse at this point just based on the general headache that he's provided without actually helping that football team win any games yet?
It's you make a fair point because a lot of people are obviously upset at Antonio Brown right now, but I want to see what happens. Once he starts practicing, now it shouldn't be too long. The one issue, though, with those blisters, and he did a frostbite on those feet, the issue is how much he can do when he comes back. And then, plus, because he's missed so much time in training camp, how soon could he get that chemistry ready with Derek Carr? I want to see games first in the regular season. I want to see at least a quarter of the season before we start criticizing the decision to trade for him. Now, let's face it, it hasn't gone well so far. It's been somewhat embarrassing. But we have also to let it see it play out, as you said, and it's really the best point of all. We have to see a regular season game or two. I want to see four, and I want to see him healthy. And now, also, let's evaluate this as we talk during the season. Are there any more disruptions? Because the disruptions they've had in training camp are ridiculous. It never should have happened.
Oh, there were great disruptions. I mean, let's be honest here. These were special. I mean, when you go...
We've never heard of these before, right.
Go head to toe and skip everything in between, you've done well. I mean, at least for entertainment purposes. I mean, the foot part was an accident. The helmet part, I don't know, maybe he just wanted to see where the third rail was with this new team. But he delivers when asked. And now I need to know what his next thing's going to be. Is he going to be pregnant?
Well, what's left, Ray? What could possibly happen?
I'm just going head toe. What's in the middle?
I saw the movie Junior.
I'll say
possible.
This though: the fans will love this guy when he works. Because I talked to the coaches when I was there last week. He was great in OTAs, no problems on the field. I mean, he's so competitive. But the one thing we do need to talk about is the relationship between Carr and Brown, because that's one we know. His last relationship with his quarterback in Pittsburgh was not very good. So these two guys, they need to get that chemistry going and see what happens here.
Yeah, see, where I think it's really going to get interesting is if they win a couple games where Antonio Brown doesn't catch a lot of balls. That's where this gets interesting to me. I want to just ask you, though, you've been traveling all over the country doing this training camp tour. Is there one name or even a couple of guys who we don't yet know, but by the end of the calendar year, we're going to be thinking about them as football players?
Actually, I'm going to give you one right off the bat. I've got like 12 in my mind, but I'm going to give you one obscure one for Raider fans out there. Anthony Rush, the Eagles cut him, and the Raiders are looking for a backup tackle, a young guy, developmental guy, and he had an incredible week one. I talked to someone who watched the All-22, a personnel guy. He said he was one of the most dominant players he saw in week one from any team on tape. So that's just for a Raider fan out there. Keep your eye on this kid. He's an undrafted free agent of UAB. But as far as the veterans are concerned, I would probably say there are like two or three guys that I'm looking forward to seeing with the Titans. I would say that when you look at guys coming back, Delanie Walker looked really good last Saturday. He's a guy that was hurt last season. He did have one pass in Saturday's practice, but remember, they're going to be a conservative offense. Walker, the former 49ers, is going to have a really good season, a bounce-back season. Just talking to the Titans, they're really glad to have him back because they missed him last season way too much. And that's probably, that's my sleeper team, the Titans. It's one team that no one seems to talk about, but I think it's going to really bounce back. I think they'll be a solid playoff team again. I think they could win that division. In Philly, I'm going to give you the name of Dallas Goedert. That was the first team I saw. Yeah. Dallas Goedert, a second-round pick last year, the Eagles. He's headed for a breakout season. Yes, Zach Ertz set an NFL record in catches for a season at tight end. I think Goddard's going to have a breakout season. He has a calf injury. They're not going to play him the rest of the preseason. Watch this kid. Nobody could cover him. He's big. He could run. And he's ready to have 50-plus catches, which is a lot for a second tight end.
Yeah, he started making some noise at the end of the year last year. And I know folks will be glad to see Delanie Walker back on the field. That was a bad injury last year. He was a good 49er. Hey, appreciate your time, as always. Thanks so much for coming on. And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Guys, thank you.
All right, good stuff right there from Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider for 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.